This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To the hour. How do you do? It's Tuesday. Tuesday, the 25th of July. I'm Doug Steffen, paying attention to the needs of my co-hosts. Victoria Keelan, do you need anything? Victoria, you all set?
I am all set. I'm good.
Okay. Kara Schillen, are you all set? Everything okay? You had enough wine yesterday with Jennifer.
I did have enough wine.
She might need some Advil.
Yeah. Need some Advil. I'm a little hungry, so maybe if you could ship some breakfast over.
Okay, I'll send you down some fruit, which according to Victoria is nothing more than sugar.
It is.
I love my fruit in the morning. And her question to me is what a lot of people who eat as I do are tired of hearing. But how do you get your protein? You get all these questions all the time about protein. So let's spend some time in the food news department and answer the question. When you say, I don't eat any meat, and somebody says, what do you mean you don't eat any meat? What I mean is, I don't eat any meat. So what happens?
Or should we go down the list of the occasional sausage?
Sausage. But
I don't eat it all the time. I have it once in a, like a blue moon, once in it's a rare occasion, but I do crave meat. And I crave meat mostly when I drive by a Burger King and hear, smell. I remember, neither one of you were here. I don't remember how many years ago it was, but I remember I got a lot of starch after comparing going by a Burger King to what it must have smelled like at the camps in Germany during World War II.
Ooh, wow, I wonder why you got a lot of starch for that.
Something like that.
And then he thought it was a funny thing to say again.
Oh, wow. I am speechless. I don't even, wow.
See, that's what gets people's attention. I believe, and whether I really think that that's all that's true or not, what it does is get people, if you split your attention and you split your focus and split your resources, everything's diluted. So I'm trying to bring people around to focusing on that which is important. And in this conversation, the answer to the question, what do you do for protein, is the real question. And I have a lot of people, I'm just looking at something, the guy says, I couldn't live without my bacon. I need protein, so I have bacon. I don't know how you measure protein. I have protein bars that I eat. I have, and supposedly any kind of flesh. I have fish once in a while, but it's very well done. And I don't know whether the protein is cooked out. If you cook meat or things like that more, does the protein go away, or is the quotient always the same, no matter how well done it is? Anybody know?
That's a good question, actually. I think chicken is chicken, so if it's, you know,
you better cook that well.
Cooked, yeah.
You better cook it well. It's like pork and
right.
The fish now. Here's somebody who's been a vegetarian for 12 years. I'm 18 years old, so since I became one at such a young age, all my friends tease me. This person claims he's not going through the same hormonal stuff that everybody else is because he's not eating meat. You think that make any sense? When you're a youngster and you're going through puberty, all the hormonal things that are changing in your body, is that something, do you remember that? I don't remember much.
I think it's possible, but I don't know if it has to do with not eating meat or it just depends on what he's eating, because I think that there are a decent amount of vegetarians who, one of my good friends in college was a vegetarian and she didn't eat meat, but she ended up eating like a lot of pasta and other carby stuff instead. And so wasn't eating a lot of stuff that was really healthy. And so I had another friend who was also a friend in college, but when she was younger, had a whole bunch of health problems and a lot of hormonal stuff that started later than it should have, and it's because she also was not eating healthy either. So I don't know if it has to do with meat or if it's just you're not eating other healthy stuff.
What is not cool is when you go into a restaurant and people preach about this. I love it when, you know, I mean, I eat, when Meredith and I go out, we pretty much choose that sort of food. But it is, if you're with somebody else and the person reads every vegetarian choice out loud, it's not, it's pretty annoying. If, whatever your choices are your choices.
Does it, how often does this happen to you? Well, I've never had that happen. What, I have vegan friends, and that's, I've never had that happen.
They don't read everything out loud?
No.
Really?
On the menu, if you're going out to dinner with friends?
Right. Yeah, yeah. Look, look over here. Look at this vegetarian.
Well, certain people might say, oh, that looks good. I think I might get that. But, I mean, I've never had anyone read only specific things from the menu.
But what annoys, on the other side of it, I've known people, as a matter of fact, McFadden would say this to me, I love animals, they're delicious. Or, you know, something like that, in the, flying in the face of the people. The when you talk about PETA, I remember once at dinner, a guy said, yeah, I belong to PETA, people eating tasty animals. That kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think that...
See how it affected you.
I think that Rich does it to you because you're fun to wind up.
Excuse me?
Well, you know...
I'm fun to wind up? Really?
He says stuff like that, and then you kind of go crazy. But I think that also... I think you get a little flack because you always say you don't eat meat.
I don't eat much meat. I don't eat hamburger or stuff like that.
You don't eat beef. But see, I just make it easy.
That's actually good. Yeah, okay, that's it. I don't eat beef because Kyle's my friends and I don't eat my friends.
Right. And so I just say, I don't eat anything on four legs. Yeah. And you would not, you would, it seems like such a simple statement, but it seems to brain lock a lot of people. People start instantly counting, how many legs does a chicken have and how many legs? and then people think they're stumping me when they say, well, what about a lobster? I'm like, well, they don't have four legs, so I will eat a lobster.
Well,
it's so bizarre.
What about a three-legged dog?
Never.
I'm just kidding.
It was supposed to have four legs.
That's as gross as the statement I made 5 minutes ago.
No, it's not.
Nothing is worse than what you said 5 minutes ago, Doug.
Burger King and the Holocaust, not as gross.
Nothing in the history of broadcast is worse than what you said.
I'm not sure about that.
Anyway,
it's just the focus, our priorities, what it is that gets us to have the values that we do. I did a little research on what I have a new Whole Foods in my almost in the backyard, about a mile from here, and there's an interesting treatise they have posted in some of their stores why Amazon is buying them, and I'll explain sort of how that works in a few moments. It's 14 past the hour on the DJB Experience.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third-row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. It's always a good time. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade-ins as cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1. Just $19.97. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
It's time to turn up your summer with great deals from America's and Canada's Best Value Inns, Settle In, Lexington, and Red Lion Hotels. Book now through September 4th to save up to 30% at participating hotels. We've got you covered with over 1,100 locations in North America. And join Hello Rewards for special rates, personalized member perks, and earn free nights. Remember, America's best value in. Book your hotel stay today and turn up your savings.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 16 after the hour, DJV Experience. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara. Well, let's put a line through Jennifer. I think today actually is the broadcast, isn't it, from the White House?
I think it is. Yeah.
It today? Yeah,
it is. She's on her way over there now, so
isn't
maybe she's
sweet?
Maybe she's hanging and colluding with Donald Trump in the White House.
Oh my God! Yes. Having breakfast with her. Yeah, eating whole foods. No doubt. I think isn't Trump a junk food liker? Like,
he's got the worst diet.
Yeah, Clinton was horrible, too.
Yeah.
All right, so people have been asking, why did Amazon buy Whole Foods? What's going on? One person who's one of these food editors for a food magazine said, this will set the stage for a radical retail change. It will revolutionize how people buy groceries and pretty much everything else. Amazon says it's going to use automation and data analysis to draw more customers to their store. In other words, their marketing is going to change. But meanwhile, I wanted to know what it was they were going to do with the stores themselves. I speculated they'd become distribution hubs, and yes, Amazon has confirmed that, but not just for delivering groceries, but people can pick up whatever they order from Amazon, if they don't want it delivered by a drone or Amazon's people, they'll be able to go to Whole Foods and get whatever it is. What's the last thing you bought on Amazon, Victoria?
I bought stuff yesterday on Amazon. Shampoo and body wash.
Okay, you'll be able to go to Whole Foods and pick them up. Kara,
That would be great, actually.
Yeah. What's the last thing you bought on Amazon?
I bought a book. Can I pick that up at Whole Foods?
Yep, you'll be able to pick up the book at Amazon.
Now, are they going to have Amazon lockers?
I don't.
Have you ever used the Amazon lockers?
I have not.
They're actually pretty convenient.
I'm Amazon
I've
Prime,
used once,
but I just use Amazon to buy books, pretty much. I bought a few other things there, but
yeah,
mostly books. It's really very... Kara, I interrupted you. Excuse me. What'd you just say?
Oh, I was talking about the lockers, too. I've only used them once, but they have them in a bunch of different places.
How do they work?
You basically go in, and you get an email if you're going to use the locker, and it gives you a code.
Yeah.
And you go in, and they just have, like, a little computer screen, and you type in the code, and then whichever corresponds to one specific locker, and then that locker unlocks. It pops open, so you go over, you just take out whatever you want. You don't have to interact with any humans, which is great for millennials.
Yep.
And then you close the little door, and you're on your way.
Mm-hmm. I hate interacting with people.
No, but mainly,
I really do.
See,
charming.
I don't mind people. And
charming.
With a lot of Amazon stuff, I would just get it delivered to my apartment. But with the lockers, sometimes you can get it delivered quicker if there's a specific place that has lockers that the company you're working with has blah blah blah. Whatever. You can get it delivered faster. But it's much, much faster than the post office.
Is it?
Great.
Yeah. Well,
I hate interacting
it's faster
with the post
than
office.
Oh my God.
Pony Express. They should just revert back to that. It'd be faster. Horses are more reliable.
Oh well, the people that they have in there, that's the problem. I went in yesterday to mail things to you and a few other people, and I had to get some stamps. So I go up to now there's an automatic postal thing, and you just say I want 100 stamps, and put your credit card in, and you get to 100 stamps, and
that is better. I go right to the
machine.
I
don't want to deal with those people at the counter waiting that line. It's crazy. But the parking lot was full. Parking lot's always full at the post office. What are you using it for? What do people use the post office for?
Is the parking lot at your post office tiny? Because it is mine.
It's big.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, this is a big plant.
I mean, I've said this before. I'm terrified of the post office. And every
Why?
Time I'm in there, because it's very confusing. There are no signs. The forms are way too long.
Yeah.
I find, this is going to sound bad, but it's true. Here's my advice. I find a senior citizen as soon as I walk in, because they're the only ones who understand the post office.
Now, there's an admission. That's pretty interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Victoria Keelan.
That's my tip of the day.
That's your tip. 21 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows that the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like the father of a dog just died. Everybody's talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows.
Everybody Knows is a song that was in the Leonard Cohen cult, well known. That version, however, is done by Stephen Stills and Judy Collins, who have put their voices together to cover this song. It will be featured on the upcoming collaborative LP called Everybody Knows. They sing, everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows that the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows that the fight was fixed. The poor stayed poor. The rich get richer. That's how it goes. And everybody knows. Now, this is a song that is poignant for Judy Collins, who collaborated with Cohen and had been friends with him since the early 60s, helped launch his career by recording his material and encouraging him, Judy Collins did, to perform. So this version of this song coming out in September marks a reunion between Stephen Stills and Judy Collins. They first met 5 decades ago, in 1967, began a short-lived romantic relationship immortalized in Crosby, Stills, and Nash's song Judy Blue Eyes, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. How many people remember that song? Listen to this. This is that song about Judy Collins. The new LP will include a reworked version of the first song they ever wrote together, Who Knows Where the Time Goes, and a duet version of Judy, a demo recorded in the late 60s by Stephen Stills. The album also includes a revamped take on Carry On, which from CSNNY, that's how we used to, cool disc jockeys, because I would Crosby still.
CSNNY.
Yeah, right. Stills and Collins are going to go on tour. Actually, I think they're starting the tour today in Illinois. And they're going to go all over the country through the fall. They'll be done in November in Brooks, California. So would this be a take you'd be interested in? Probably not your age,
Not for me. It's a little too sleepy.
I don't. They wouldn't. I wouldn't go see them.
But I know like that Stephen Stills and Judy Collins separately have huge followings. So yeah. I'm sure it'll be a very successful tour.
Yep. Well, let's hope so. And it's interesting again that they're paying tribute to Leonard Cohen. In a way, it's pretty unique.
Whom I know you cannot stand, I love.
I didn't get him. I didn't never got him. Here's somebody I do get, though. Billy Joel. He's going to take a stint at Sirius XM New Beatles Channel. He's going to reflect on every song on every Beatles album as part of his stint as a guest DJ. That's going to be a lot of work. He said, quote, just like you, I love the Beatles. I still think that they were the best band that ever was, and I'm going to go through their albums and talk about some of the songs and have a little more information about what has stayed with me. The first installment of the guest DJ session finds Billy Joel going track by track on the first two Capitol albums, Meet the Beatles and the Beatles' second album. That would be, crank this up. This is from the first album. Loving to you. That's one of the best Beatles songs. So Billy Joel is going to reminisce also about That Boy, which was a fabulous, fabulous ballad. George Martin created an instrumental song, and the Beatles put words to it. I don't know if you knew that or not, but that's how that song came to be. This Boy Wants You Back Again is the great line from it. So, anyway, Joel performs Beatles songs when he's in his stints, and I'm sure that he come across with lots of credibility. Good. 28 past the hour, DJ V time.
This week in automotive news, we're in Geneva test driving the new Mercedes-Benz S-Class. Mercedes wanted the S63 to sound outstanding, so they fitted it with a special button to make it roar. The button opens three flaps in the exhaust. A center flap that sends a sound down two separate pipes. Two rear flaps that open channels at the tips. This is by far the best sound for a full-size luxury sedan that I've heard. For more, go to AutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Moderma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Moderma Advanced Scar Gel from the Moderma family of skincare solutions. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
When you need it, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college. For their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now and...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Howdy doody! 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. And Kara Schilling is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria's in New York. I'm in Boston. We have some television news. It seems that the folks at MSNBC have something to gloat about as the ratings came in for last week on cable. And MSNBC leads all the other cable channels, the cable news channels anyway, which would include other Fox and CNN. Who am I leaving out? MSNBC, there's one other one. Why am I not thinking about it? There's
Fox, CNN, MSNBC.
Yeah, wasn't there a fourth one? Shows you how much attention I pay to this stuff.
I think it's just the big three, right?
Maybe that's it. Okay, well, that's still an accomplishment because Fox has been on top for quite a long time. CNN started when it was the only one, being the one people paid attention to it for a long time. CNBC, that's what I was thinking. The CNBC, though, was mostly a money
financial
channel,
yeah.
Financial channel. Anyway, the folks at Fox and Friends did something. They focused on a New York Times article. Now the Times has asked them to apologize for what the folks at the Times say is a malicious and inaccurate segment aired last week, accusing the paper of publishing a story that hindered the U.S. military's attempt to kill one of the leaders of Daesh. No, they would never do that. just to get, would television, would these cable channels do anything to get ratings? Would they tell you things that aren't true? That couldn't happen in America, right? So, what does Fox say? Sorry, we're not interested. Fox, you have to really be interested, though, and intrigued as to how they've fallen off. Since Ailes is gone, and O'Reilly is gone, and Megyn Kelly is gone, and the only one who's left is Hannity. And he seems to be sort of bumping up against Rachel Maddow. At the same time, their ratings are about the same, which is for her, and I don't mean this to sound negative. I have a lot of respect for her. I think she's quite smart.
She does
quite a good program.
She goes on a bit for me, though.
Yeah, you know, she's
a little ranty.
Yeah, right. Well, she's angry.
No, not even when she's not angry. It's just too long-winded.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I'll have to remember that when I go on one of my rants. You can.
Oh, you do a lot, yeah.
Excuse me?
Next?
Yeah, next. So, vandals in northern England have defaced a train that was used in Downton Abbey and a number of movies. I don't know why they parked this train up in the middle of nowhere, but they did. And so vandals apparently over the weekend got in and smashed windows. Why do people do that? I this is a television report because of Downton Abbey and how popular it was. But why do people do? What motivates people to do stuff like this?
Especially with this. I mean, they were every single time you saw, if you were a fan of Downton Abbey, and I know, Doug, you and I were.
I thought it was fabulous.
It was so great. Anytime that any of the Crawleys were getting on or off a train, these are the trains we're talking about that have been vandalized, the windows smashed. I mean, these are antique train cars.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is just some stupid kids who do, you know, who have no idea what they're destroying. It's very sad. I hope they can repair them.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they can, that stuff. There are a lot of technical, really good, talented technicians that do that sort of thing. Have you seen some of the cars that get... We have a friend of mine has an ice cream store a couple of towns away from where I am here in Framingham, and he helps me on the farm. He bought an old... Model T truck that is the most, it's wooden, it's been completely restored, it is just fabulous. And you look at the thing and you'd think it just came off the showroom floor. It just was, and by the way, I say that facetiously, you couldn't buy cars on a showroom floor, you ordered them out of a catalog. Did you know that? And
no.
Many, they were delivered through a network of drugstores and, or they didn't even call them drugstores, the soda fountains. Wherever there was a common store in a community, that's where you'd get your car.
So Whole Foods is really taking a page out of the Model T handbook?
And I wouldn't be surprised, interestingly, because you can buy cars on Amazon now, I wouldn't be surprised to follow that train of thought, Victoria.
I'm going to Whole Foods. I'm going to drive home in my new car.
Yeah, I'm
going
to get a new car. All right, let's see. What does it mean to get older? Contestants in a bikini competition in China are all over the age of 55. Organizers of this contest this week want people to know getting older is not a big deal. See, I think this is pretty smart, actually. China has one of the fastest growing elderly populations. The baby boomers there are the same size as our baby boomers here. Matter of fact, there may be more of them over there than here. The Pew Research Center found that 67% of Chinese say aging is a problem. So that's why in terms of how they're perceived. So now the government has organized apparently a 55 and older bikini contest. 400 participants, various awards up for grabs. Judges rate participants' stage presence, their smile, and their gestures. This is the third annual competition. Oldest contestant is a 78-year-old cancer survivor who says, quote, I'm very honored I can participate in a bikini contest at this age, for it means I'm mentally happy and physically healthy. So,
it's a great attitude.
Maybe we should do that sort of stuff here. What do you think?
You want to be in a bikini contest?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think do they have men's bikini contests?
I think there are men in this as well, yeah.
Oh,
I saw
there?
Some pictures of it, yeah. Of course, why? You can't discriminate against the men if they want to participate.
Yeah, what do old men look like? Shriveled up.
Well,
except for yours.
I don't know. You would know.
Oh, there it is.
I don't know. You have to inform us.
Oh, there it is. Little zing, 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 bum. All right. In a moment.
Just for the record, you're in great shape.
Thank you. And how would you know that? You've only seen me once.
Yeah, I know, but I can tell you're not a fatty. You're in good shape, and you're active, and, you know, I would not be surprised if you could enter the contest.
I can hold my own. Thank you, but that sort of thing never... Contests never really intrigued me. I like my physicality, and it's okay for me to acknowledge or know, but I don't want everybody to see, you know, these guys that walk around with tank tops so everybody can see their muscles, and, well, this, I don't have any need to be like that. I think people... What is there about women and men that want the attention?
Well, you're secure. I mean, you don't need the attention.
Is it all insecure? So people who participate in these sorts of things are then insecure by that.
Well, I think in this case, because this is specifically for 55 and older people, I think in this case it's about body positivity. I think it's a different element. But in general, if someone is scantily clad in their day-to-day life, yeah, they want the attention.
Mm-hmm. All right. There we go, boys and girls. You've got it all. In a moment, two things. The sports report and what is the marriage advantage? We'll answer that question after these words, 43 after on the DJV show.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third-row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales event. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Summer. It's all about freedom. Endless days, throwing out the rules and having whatever you want, whenever you want. In celebration of this no rules mantra, we've got CEO of MomTrends.com, Nicole Feliciano, here to talk about taking breakfast beyond the morning hours and encouraging you to enjoy it any time of day with easy to make, no muss, no fuss breakfast ideas. Hello, Nicole.
How are you today?
So how do you do it? How do you break the mold and get breakfast incorporated into every meal of the day?
By making sure you have protein that the whole family loves. For us, it's McBill brand. Hometown original bacon, anytime favorites ham, and fresh breakfast sausage.
Got some good meal ideas for us?
Avocado toast, an egg, hometown original bacon, and also some anytime favorite sliced ham. Another trend that we're absolutely loving is the breakfast bowl. Steel cut oats, fresh fruits and vegetables, a sunny side up egg, and we put in Smithfield bacon and cubed ham. Quick and easy to prepare.
So how do we find out more?
Head to smithfield.com and be sure to follow them on social media to get even more ideas for using breakfast for all of your meals with the family.
Let's get to some of the sports news here that is of interest and intelligence. I could be a sports reporter. Jennifer's not here, the lackey slacker that she is. So
Victoria, you want to be my other Biff?
I could be the other Biff. So are you into LeBron James story? It's a good one for me to tell. So why don't you bring us up to date on linebacker Gerald Freeman?
Yeah, this is a crazy story. So Chicago Bear linebacker Gerald Freeman decided that he was going to have one last cheat meal before going to training camp, which everyone is now getting together for that. Yeah. So he made a last-minute call for some brisket at the airport in Austin, Texas on Sunday, and while he was there or picking up his order, he noticed that a man was choking. And he said initially the man looked disoriented. Before he realized how serious the situation was, he described the man as looking like he had forgotten something. He was trying to walk in circles. Maybe he had dropped something, or maybe he thought one of his kids was missing. And then he realized that the man was choking on brisket. And an older woman initially tried to perform the Heimlich maneuver herself, but it didn't work. And so Freeman rushed into the situation. He's a huge linebacker. He's got a lot more power than the woman did. And he ended up doing two rounds of the Heimlich maneuver. before he was able to dislodge the brisket from the man's throat. And then once the man recovered, he said he didn't realize who he was, but he said, "Oh my God, I think you just saved my life." And so the choking victim, his name is Marcus Ryan. Eventually, the two introduced themselves, and he was a little bit sore in the ribs, but they sat down and had lunch together before Freeman got on the plane.
A guy like that would be a danger of breaking somebody's ribs.
I think he came close to it, yeah.
Yeah, it would be tough on that circumstance.
But his mother was a nurse, and so he said he'd never done the Heimlich before, but he knew how to do it. So
have you ever performed the Heimlich on anybody?
No, I had to learn it in lifeguard training, but I've never had to do it.
Carrie, you've been a lifeguard. Have you ever had to do Heimlich?
No, I haven't, thank God. But the funny thing is it doesn't really matter how big you are. If you're using enough power to and squeezing them, anyone can break someone's rib doing the Heimlich. So,
yeah.
But I guess surviving is the more important thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I did it once, and it was the woman that I was helping was a younger woman, actually. And it was in one of the malls, and I haven't the slightest idea what was going on. I walked by. I think I had gone, I was by myself. I had gone in to get a sandwich or something, or I was in this, I went in to go to one of the stores, and then I was going to this little restaurant to get a sandwich on my way out, and this young girl was by herself at a table, and she was chugging some kind of drink out of a bottle, and all of a sudden, had gone to her mother just came up, and then she couldn't breathe, and whatever it was stuck in there, pushed everything else out. And so my first inclination was to have her lean over and then pop her in the back. And I did. I banged her in the back a couple of times. It didn't work. So I picked her up and squeezed her. And I've never really done, I knew Heimlich because I worked in Cincinnati for a couple of years and he was a local fixture. And he happened to like listening to my program, so he came over every once in a while, tell all kinds of, really, he was a wonderful man, actually. Very soft-spoken, and he never really understood why he got credit for that, because he said, plenty of people have done it. It just stuck with me. He said, I didn't really come up with this. So it was always interesting. Anyway, so that person, I just, under the ribs, and but I almost had her upside down while I was doing under the ribs.
Well, I will say a good thing that you're supposed to do is you put your hand in a fist with your thumb on top, and you put that over top of your belly button.
Yeah.
And then you put your other hand on top of that, and you just basically push up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I wonder if they're going to need that at these new LeBron James pizza joints.
I hope not.
So he's invested in a company called Blaze Pizza, which is 4 or 5 years old. And now it's been named the fastest-growing restaurant chain ever. They started with a couple locations in California. Now they have 200 places around the country, $285 million in sales. He was one of the original investors. So is it they really have good pizza? I mean, pizza is easy and cheap to make and very profitable. Or is it because LeBron is associated with the company?
I think it must be good pizza, and then also the way it's kind of like Chipotle, where it's set up in a line and you go and you kind of pick everything that you want on it, because one of these opened up in the place where I went to college, and this place had a line going out of the door every single day for months. And keep in mind there were like 5 other pizza places down the street.
Well, pizza is so cheap to make, it's so profitable. For a $6 slice costs you $1 to make it. It's how much is a slice now? There's a great little place on the promenade in Santa Monica that I always get pizza. But I forget how it's $3. How much does it cost for a slice?
I don't know. I mean, a large pie in New York down the street from us is $18.
$18 for a pizza?
Yeah.
Wow, he's out. Man, that guy cleaning up. 10 minutes before the hour here on the DJV Experience.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Take a bite out of crime. Or something else. You and this silly Shark Week stuff. Chucker's not with us today, so Victoria wants to go down Shark Week Street. The people's fascination with sharks or things of that ilk, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of what people like. I don't like it, but people love to be scared. What's going on?
Well, it's informative. It's not just about being scared.
What,
it's really
Shark Week on the...
Yeah. It's about being less afraid by learning more about how sharks operate. And, you know, we're not in their food supply. We're not in the food chain for them. So
they leave us alone.
Yeah.
They don't come
really
after you unless there's blood around. They won't bother you at all. Pay attention to you.
Pretty much, yeah. They might bump you or take a bite and then swim away because they don't like how we taste.
Great.
It might be a little too late at that point, but but tonight on Shark Week, they're doing an expose on the phenomenon of great white sharks hanging out off the Los Angeles coastline. And I know Jennifer has mentioned that there have been a lot of shark sightings, and they've been pulling people out of the water because of all these great whites that are there. And so different researchers and doctors are trying to figure out why the sharks are attracted to it. And tonight at 9 o'clock on Discovery, they investigate Guadalupe Island off of Mexico, and apparently they find the answer as to what's going on with these great whites and why they're headed to Los Angeles.
Why? Because there's a lot of people that eat there.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like Sharknado, but it's real-life Sharknado.
Has there been a Sharknado in Los Angeles?
Yes, the first one.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. The Santa Monica Pier. It was the Santa Monica Pier, and the sharks, there was a Sharknado above the Santa Monica Pier. It was great.
For somebody who is as intelligent as you are, come up with the silliest stuff sometimes that you like to watch. Does Lewis buy into all this silly stuff?
Well, we watched the Michael Phelps thing the other night, and he, I don't know, I sort of doubted the husband that I have now, because he said, wait a minute, I thought Michael Phelps was really going to be racing a shark. And I said to him, I said, Lewis, I couldn't get Cooper, our chihuahua, I couldn't wrangle him properly in the chihuahua races. I said, how do you think you're going to wrangle a great white shark to race in a straight line against Michael Phelps? So I think he needed to manage his expectations, but apparently a lot of people are very upset.
Well, that was the way it was presented. It sounded like...
Am I the only person who knew that was totally impossible?
I knew when I read through. I was fortunate enough. Oftentimes, I don't check things out before I talk about them on the air, but I just happened to do that.
And even if you didn't know it, they didn't show the race until the very, very end, and they showed him, like, with two other sharks, and he didn't even race those sharks in the water. They had other, like, graphics of them, so people should have realized about 2 minutes
in. They did time trials. The one thing I will say, Kara and I were talking about this earlier, Michael Phelps is used to being in an 80-degree pool, and this was the first time he swam in open ocean, and it was 55 degrees.
Ooh, did he have a suit on?
It was a millimeter thick.
Oh, my God.
1 millimeter thick, and the divers who were protecting him, they were wearing 6.5 millimeters, just to give you an indication of how freezing cold Michael Phelps was.
Awful. Oof.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, a couple of comments about what's in the theaters in a moment here.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More safe, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
All right, so Kara's all excited about seeing Dunkirk. Mm-hmm. I'm not, but it did well at the box office. It'll probably stay, I would think, in the top five for a few weeks because it's that. These movies, for some reason, they do better at this time of year. I don't know. I can't explain that. I don't know anything about Valerian. Do you?
That's a sci-fi movie, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's sci-fi. It's from the director of The Fifth Element, so it's kind of that same thing where they're in space and they're trying to, like, save the world, but it's also kind of cheesy. So, I don't know. I think it looks good.
Scathing reviews from
really?
Critics.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
so,
I won't
hasn't
see it.
Girls Trip? Hasn't Girls Trip got really
good
reviews?
Oh, I heard
reviews?
That was really good.
I heard it's
you
really
did?
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, Jada Pinkett Smith is in it, Queen Latifah.
That brought in the most money, I think, of any comedy this year.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, maybe I was misinformed, as it were. Can you imagine me being misinformed? Good
Never.
God. It's the world coming to. 59.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.